Thank you for listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now here's a great clip from our show where we discuss with you our universe. Hello and welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I want to help you to do three things. I want to help you to succeed. I want to help you to find your own truth and to believe in yourself. So that's what we do here. I am in China right now, Shenzhen, China, in the airport. We're going to rock this out. We're going to get a lot of valuable information to you. Our website is www.believe.love, and YouTube, our YouTube is youtube.com/believeloveyou. iTunes users, you're listening to us and you can subscribe at believeiTunes.com. Android users, believeAndroid.com. Wow, I'm very excited you're here. We are casting from the airport. You can hear it. I'm in China. It's been a wild week. We have a pretty interesting story we're going to start with, but here's some pictures. Our YouTube viewers can check these out. Me on the Great Wall. I was dead tired, but I went to the Great Wall. I scheduled in a layover in Beijing for one day and did a tour with a pretty cool guy named Andy, like a private tour, and it worked out really well. Went to a few different locations in Beijing and then headed down to Shenzhen that night. Here's me in Shanghai. This is yesterday, and we got to head over to Shanghai Disney, which actually was pretty cool. I have to say, it was pretty cool. The Pirates of the Caribbean ride is different than the one in Orlando. And, of course, I live in Miami right now. And they have this one called Tron, which is pretty serious. It's kind of like Test Track, but even crazier. And you're kind of like positioned forward. It's a coaster. It's pretty tight. Pretty good. Pretty good stuff. So I'm here in China trying to do what I said I would do, which is to, I was exploring manufacturing. We're going to have an entire episode or a big segment on doing business in China and a lot of things that I've learned, because we have five categories on Believe. As you know, it's money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. And so we help you in those categories, and really it's a community. All you have to do to participate is just share the links, comment. We're getting a ton of views and comments on a Jim Carrey video. I think maybe 25,000 by now and hundreds of comments. We have another one with 100,000 views, and we have lots of free interviews over at youtube.com/believeloveyou. I can't even type it in. You guys know how to type. youtube.com/believeloveyou. So check it out, because it's all free. Hours of content. I'm looking at this article here. China races to make first contact with aliens using world's largest dish. So I lived in Puerto Rico. And this is from Daily Star, but this has been in a lot of I've heard about this elsewhere, but this is really interesting, because I lived in Puerto Rico in 2015, I believe. The 500-meter aperture spherical telescope in China is about twice the size of the U.S. Arecibo. I should know Spanish. I live in Miami and I lived in Puerto Rico. I think I'm saying that right. Arecibo. Somebody correct me in the comments. Ni Hao is what I learned in China here. Ni Hao. I've been singing Ni Hao songs in the airport because I've got four flights today, which is fascinating. Four different flights. Ni Hao is one word that I had to figure out here in China. It's a big word. Ni Hao. It's hello, baby. Ni hao, baby, ni hao. That's right. U.S. Okay, back to the story. The 500-meter, this is a big telescope. It's twice the size of the one in Puerto Rico, the Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico. And it's called, now, if I should know this name. Can you guys pronounce this? Let's get to this name. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Scrolling. Here we go. Brand new Tiangong 2. Last year, Earth's most populous country became a space exploration powerhouse after it fired its brand new lab, Tiangong 2, into low orbit, joining only the U.S. and Russia. China made the move following numerous dozens of suspected extraterrestrial encounters, including claims that a UFO was seen over the Great Wall of China last week. This is on November 11th, so I didn't see one over there. I was basically over there at that time. Actually, I was exactly over there. I was there. Maybe it was trying to communicate with me. I don't know. I didn't see it. The superpower has now poured billions of pounds, which is the British currency, into space exploration and the world's largest dish to detect alien signals coming from other galaxies. Well, it's my guess that we already have contact. And the president, can you guys say this name? President Xi Jinping? Because I can't say that. I think I said it right. It's not so complicated. The bold project would enable China to take larger and further steps in space exploration and make new contributions to building up China as a space power. Then he goes on to say in one of his books, perhaps in 10,000 years the starry sky that humankind gazes upon will remain empty and silent, but perhaps tomorrow we'll wake up and find an alien spaceship the size of the moon parked in orbit. I have a feeling the moon, many people think the moon is a spaceship. Apparently it doesn't rotate. I don't know what's going on, but I do know there is a lot going on, and this to me is more proof of that. But I will tell you, it is interesting here. I asked the tour guide what they think in China about the government and what they think about aliens. Because I've had my own experiences with, which were really interesting, with what I would call things that are not visible, beings or something, and are multiple things. And it's happened multiple times. It's actually been quite interesting. And they're good experiences, actually, good experiences. And a lot of people have had a lot of different experiences. But one thing's for sure, there's a lot more going on than what we see. And the movie Arrival was very interesting. But I asked the tour guide, first, he said they don't really care about the government here. He said that the people just care about having a good life. They like that they can make money. They can do things now. I mean, 30, 40 years ago, they didn't have roads, he said. He said that there really weren't any roads at all. It's completely changed here. So it is interesting. I don't know. Apparently, we may have exported a bit of our materialism. People are in a hurry. They're running around. They're staring at their phones all the time. I'm talking about in the streets, in the cities. And he said they're not really concerned about what's going on. And I will tell you, it's kind of weird. You can't use your mobile phone on airplanes. And you can't access Google, which is interesting. It means you have to go to Yahoo, right? They're probably negotiating with Google. You can different ways. Some people use a VPN, or if you have T-Mobile in the U.S., they have free international data. So you come over here, you can use your data for free, and you can get on Google and stuff. It's a little slow on your phone, but it's not bad. But the point I'd like to make is that there's definitely a lot going on, and I'm not sure if these countries are just need to put up a front to kind of like pretend they don't know that they're already here and they've been here for a long time, or I don't know what's going on. It's a lot of money, but it's pretty clear that there's a lot going on right now. So I'm not sure what these radio telescopes are doing. It seems like maybe it might be technology that's already outdated and that they're just spending billions of dollars and they already know they're here, but they have to keep doing these things to kind of perpetuate that they don't know if they're here, and they're spending a lot of money. They could solve a lot of problems. I'm not sure why we're hiding technology we know we already have now, but I know that we're doing it. I know it. And I guess the idea, the argument is that people need to become prepared gradually, but I think they're already prepared. I mean, I think it's the people at the top that are controlling everything that need to be prepared to not be in control. And the truth of the matter is that governments will become voluntary. Technology will make it so people can go and do whatever they want, wherever they want, even outside of Earth. Unless you believe in the flat Earth theory that there's a dome above us and this is all fake. And until I go out into space and see things as a round circle and everything else, I'm not so sure what's going on. I think that the Earth is round, but what the hell do I know? I do know we get lied to a lot, and or we have things sort of finessed, sort of gradually disclosed, and we lie for a while, and then we say, "Oh, okay, we were wrong. Sorry, we were wrong." So things seem to change quickly. And this is just another example of that. But the guy, I asked also the tour guide here in China about if what they think about aliens. Does anybody talk about it? And he said some people do. And I asked him about this dish. He didn't know anything about it. And it just strikes me in China, and it's kind of like this a lot of places. People are working really hard, running around. They don't even really know why. And it's the same kind of thing that I found myself in 10 years ago. And we all have to pay bills. So sometimes we put ourselves in the position, especially if you have kids and a family, where you don't have a choice to sit and think about free energy and why we have to make money and why the things that are the way they are and all kinds of things, because you're just trying to survive and you don't have time to put yourself in a position to actually make big changes. So I don't think I think they're just kind of going along with it, and it's basically like what I'm gathering from the vibe here. And it's like this many places. As long as people can, quote unquote, get ahead or take care of themselves and their families and eat and sort of succeed or make more money, they're not really worried about the policies of the government and things like that. They're not worried about aliens. They're not worried about what else there could be. They're worried about their immediate survival, which is totally understandable. It is understandable, but there is a lot more out there, and I think it will become apparent as time goes on, and perhaps very quickly, perhaps a lot quicker than 10,000 years, they're saying. I have a feeling things are going to change quite a bit, and they are already. There's a lot of things coming out in terms of government and space and more all the time. And again, the governments, the technology is going to advance so rapidly, and I hope to have a company to help with that. That's actually why I'm here in China. That's where everything is made. And maybe we'll make things in the U.S., by the way. And technology and electronics are going to change, and we're going to work to change them. I'm going to do that. And I mentioned this in an episode a while back, but technology is going to advance so much that governments are going to become voluntary, because you won't be able to control people. They're going to be able to do what they want, where they want. And the only reason why we still have countries and governments to begin with is because technology is hidden, you know. There's already technology that exists to end all poverty and disease. I firmly believe that, from what Nikola Tesla was working on, Dr. Royal Rife, Dr. Hulda Clark, Lakovsky, a lot of people we've talked about, heroes. And I've experienced personally massive changes from Dr. Patrick Flanagan, massive changes. There's a lot of this stuff that is hidden. The Qigong hospitals here in China, I've talked to at least two sets of people who never even heard of Qigong, and they actually are living in China. Qigong, Qigong. You know, so, and maybe I pronounced it incorrectly to them, but they didn't, they knew about Qi, the wireless charging on the mobile phones, right? They never heard of Qigong. They treated 200,000 people in a Qigong hospital. So it'll be very interesting, and we're going to get into this a lot more.